In my 15 years in the commission, and I've dealt progressively with bycatch and climate and oceanography, harvest policy and assessment, I can easily say that this is by far the most difficult year to date.
IPHC staff scientist Dr. Stephen Hare began with some sobering thoughts as he went over this year's halibut stock assessment with the commissioners from the U.S. and Canada and an audience that included many people listening over the internet. Hare pointed to a decade-long decline in the exploitable biomass of halibut, the fish that are big enough to keep. He said the IPHC staff continued to deal with a number of issues this year, including bycatch, the effects of migration, the declining size of the fish, and all facets of halibut management.
One thing we can't do, though, is create biomass. Only recruitment and growth can do that, and we've seen precious little of both in recent times. What we can do is practice conservation and ride out this low point in the abundance cycle. And the nagging question that we face here is, with all the cuts we've made for the past 7 years, which were undoubtedly the right thing to do, is have we been adequately conservative, or do we have more work to do?
As Hare and other staff went over their research and findings, it sounded like there was more work to do. One key problem has been smaller fish. While there are a lot of individual halibut out there, they aren't growing as big, according to Hare.
We are fishing now, if you will, in a number of very small year classes relative to what was there before. So there are fewer recruits coming in. The ones that are coming in are small. At any given age, they're smaller than their predecessors.
There's a continuing decline in the size of halibut at a given age, according to Hare, though on the upside, he said it is less than it was 10 years ago, as there's been a bit of a recovery in some areas. Overall, the staff recommended another drop in the total harvest this year from 41 million pounds to 33 million coastwide. That includes another cut to the biggest segment of the halibut catch, the Central Gulf Area 3A, which would have a limit of about 12 million pounds, which is down another 17% on top of several previous years of cuts. But there's potentially bigger cuts on the horizon. A lot of the staff's detailed presentation dealt with an ongoing concern about uncertainties in the survey and stock assessment process, as well as a so-called retrospective analysis looking at past overestimates of halibut abundance. Along with their catch recommendations for 2012, the staff included an alternate set of limits showing much larger cuts of 50% or more to the quotas in all areas. According to IPHC Director Bruce Lehman, staff was not unanimous that the commission should go in that direction, but they were highlighting a serious problem.
I think it's worthwhile pointing out to you the reality that in using our assessment models the way we are consistently overestimating biomass.
Area 2C, which is southeast Alaska, and the Pacific Northwest Area 2A are the only areas that may see an increase under the staff recommendations for 2012. The Northwest quota would go up about 9%. 2C, southeast, would increase about 13%, or 300,000 pounds. 2C commercial fishermen have weathered the biggest cuts to their individual catches, a loss of nearly 80% over the last 6 years. Julianne Curry is director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, which represents many commercial fishermen in the area.
Well, from what I gathered from the staff presentation, the 2C numbers going up is exactly what should happen. Not only was the commercial weight per unit of effort, which is also known as the catch per unit of effort, has gone up 15% this year, but the weight per unit of effort for the survey for halibut and 2C has gone up 24% this year. So the only area, the only regulatory area to see an increase in both survey and the commercial weight per unit of effort was 2C.
Southeast charter operators have also been affected by halibut restrictions, with a reduced bag limit for the past few seasons and more recently a size limit on their clients' fish. Curry is hopeful the potential increase in Southeast may provide some relief to both the commercial and charter sectors. At the same time, she's concerned about the future.
Looking at the retrospective analysis is what makes me really uncomfortable. That's definitely troubling for halibut biomass in the state of Alaska.
The Halibut Commission will not decide on the 2012 recommendations until their annual meeting January 24th in Anchorage. I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg.